This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is the DJV Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. Doug Steffen, the D in the DJV Show, is out on vacation this week. I feel like he'll be checking in with us, though. He gets nervous because while Doug is away, the girls will play, and we're going to hold things down. Today, Victoria Keelan, that's the voice of her over there. Say hi, Victoria.
Hi. Good morning.
And Kara Schillen behind the controls.
Hi.
Our studio in Washington, D.C. There she is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's Halloween.
Is it Doug? Is Doug watching us today?
I think it's Doug.
It's Halloween. It's that time when everybody will be out and about, dressed up, having fun. The kids will be out getting candy tonight. And I was reading, you know, it's so funny this time of year, the kind of stories that come out. Yesterday I was reading a story about how much candy will actually kill you if you consume those little fun-size bars that you get when you go trick-or-treating or you hand out candy to the kids. Any guesses as to how many of those is too many?
Like 105.
Oh, okay.
How many are we eating? Like in a sitting?
I should set up the parameters.
What do you die from?
Like sugar shock. So this is for an average 182-pound person. This isn't for a kid. So this was just an average 180-pound person. How much do you think? So we got Kara at 105.
I can't. 105 would be. That's a lot. I'm going to go a little lower. Maybe 85.
You can have 262 fun-size bars.
Before it puts you 6 feet under.
Before you actually keel over. Now, power to you. More power to you if you can actually consume those down that pie hole of yours, because that's a lot of candy. I mean, look, I can do my fair share of candy, but after about like 10 of those bars, I think I'd be like...
Yeah. It's true. You never see competitive eating with candy or sugar. It's always like with hot dogs and pizza right. And I guess pie sometimes.
Kobayashi. Yeah, they do have pie eating contests. That's right. So the list of the least popular candies and the most popular candies has been released by Forbes magazine. And this list might surprise you. The least popular Halloween candies, I'm just going to do the top five, actually. Even though Tootsie Rolls, number six, I love a Tootsie Roll. I don't know what that's all about. But Peanut Butter Kisses, Necco Wafers, which my mom loves because she's very English. She loves that, like the Necco Wafer deal. She had that growing up in the South, and there's a version of it in London that she loves so much. Wax Coke Bottles, Candy Corn. I mean, are you kidding? I mean, come on.
Candy this candy corn, this is just terrible.
No, this is the most, these are the least.
Okay, right. All right, so I
the least popular.
That. Okay.
And then number one on the list of least popular Halloween candies, and this one I'm all behind, Circus Peanuts. Do you guys remember those?
Oh, who gives those
circus
out?
Circus Peanuts.
Yeah, oh, is that the orange ones?
They're like styrofoam.
They're like soft. Yeah, they're like soft orange, and they're peanut-shaped, and they're bleh. All right, so now the best, the most popular Halloween candies, and this one will do the top 10. It's Hershey Bar, followed by Skittles, Sour Patch Kids, Butterfinger, Nerds, ooh, M&M's, Kit Kat, Twix, Snickers, and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups at the top of the list. So,
yum.
Yeah, I can actually get behind that list, except for the Nerds and the Sour Patch Kids.
Were there certain houses in your neighborhood that you scouted out because you knew they gave either full-size candy bars, or if they gave like a special homemade wrapped up caramel apple or something extra good? Because there were like, I remember two or three houses that had that reputation in our neighborhood that we always made sure we hit.
Yeah, you know, for me, it was so fun. Halloween was always a fun holiday because my mom and dad split up back when I was a young child.
Ruined Halloween.
Ruined know me forever. My dad would always come up to my mom's. It was like our holiday together. My mom would hand out the candy, and my dad would come to the house and pick me up, and he would take me trick-or-treating. And we knew exactly, we had like the route down in our neighborhood where they did give out the best candy. But there was always one guy, and I think we just tried him year after year just to see if anything would change, who always gave out the dimes. One dime.
Oh, yeah, the dime house.
Such a waste of time. And then there's always the creepy house that either gives you the apple or the caramel popcorn balls that no one would ever allow you to eat because there was probably a razor blade in it. You get that guy, too.
Right.
And then, so after we did our little rounds, trick-or-treating, we'd get in the car, and we would drive down to my great-aunt's house, who would always go to See's Candy, which, if you live on the West Coast, See's Candy is, like, the candy spot. They don't have them all over the place, but she'd always get me, like, the big chocolate pumpkin, like the designer one. Mm. And so that was always a big deal. And then we'd go to my grandparents' house, and that's where we'd finish the night with, like, you know, hanging with Mima and Bunky for a little bit. And Mima would always have a bag of candy for me. So it was always a fun little thing that we would do. What about you guys, Halloween memories?
Well, every year, my mom is not, like, crafty. So Fancy Nancy, we would go and buy, like, you know, bad, you know, pre-made costumes. So it was pretty much a lock every year that my brother and I would definitely not win the costume contest at school. So that happened every year during the day. And then they always had, like, a little, you know, parade and stuff. Our town is really, really small. It's like a mile long and a mile wide. So we had just one little elementary school. There were 11 kids in my class. It was really tiny.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we would do that, and then we would just pretty much hit almost the whole town, really, because it's so small. So we really just scouted out. We got a little smarter as we got older and scouted the best houses. We avoided the raisin houses because they're the worst. You know, people just give out boxes of raisins. Like, what is that? We would always also avoid – there was some other kind of – oh, like the people who made donations in your name? Really?
Oh, no. You had one of those?
Oh, yeah. There was a house of those. Then there was the dime house or the rolled quarter house. I mean, really? Like, I'm not doing laundry. I'm seven. And then there was another weird house that did only Coke bottles, those little waxy Coke bottle things every year.
Yeah.
And that was just weird.
That's gross. That's on the least popular Halloween candy list.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Kara, what about you?
I could really use the rolled quarters now because I am doing laundry.
I know, now I'm okay with it.
Can we do, like, an exchange? I'll give the kids candy and they can give me some rolled quarters.
Why don't you just have the kids do your laundry and give them lots of candy in exchange?
I would do that, except I would probably get soapy shrunken clothes back or something like that. But no,
kids, take this to your house and have your mom do my laundry.
No, mine is pretty similar to Victoria's. I mean, I would either, we had homemade costumes, so I, of course.
I'm one of those families.
Yeah. I think it was one of those
fancy
families,
one.
As in my parents were cheap. I don't know that we were fancy. I think that we just didn't buy store-bought costumes. But I was never as creative as my sister Kendra, so I would have, you know, like a typical witch costume or like a little lion. One year I was a little Mario, so that was pretty cute. But my sister Kendra is super creative. So one year she made a giraffe costume with a full-on, like, four-foot-long neck made out of papier-mâché and a head made out of a milk bottle and some other stuff. So we walked around and, like, I'm a witch. She's going around. People want us to come in their house to take pictures and all of this stuff. So, yeah, I never compared.
And they're like, honey, could you hold the camera?
Exactly. Yeah, no, basically. And I was like, okay.
Excuse me, little witch. Can you just move a little to the side? You're blocking the giraffe.
But, yeah, it was good. We would normally have, like, a little Halloween party at school and, like, a parade around where everyone would wear their costumes. And then I'd go out with my sisters or some friends. So it was good. I don't remember ever having the full-size candy bar house. I think I always wanted one, but we were, like, not in the rich area.
There weren't many.
Where
there
you got
many.
Those, so yeah. But it was all good.
All right, well, we have Halloween freebies because we're not the only one celebrating Halloween on the DJV show. There are a lot of different restaurants and stores that are giving away freebies for Halloween. We'll have a few of them for you next. It's the DJV show at 15 minutes past the hour.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed.
Divascal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredients diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusion supply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's the DJ V Show celebrating Halloween and Caramel Apple Day. That's right. If you're going to celebrate Caramel Apple Day, this is the day of the year to do it. It's one of the collection of candy-themed holidays sponsored by, oh yes, the National Confectioners Association. Caramel apples have a long and tasty history of being created from some of the season's favorite treats. Granny Smith's are by far the most popular apples used in the confections. The tangy, tart flavor playing an amazing counterpart to the sweetness of the caramel. That sounds pretty darn good to me, actually, today. I was never a caramel apple fan until later in life, but pretty darn good, right?
Did you ever do the candied apple?
Yeah.
Like back when you could afford to lose some teeth?
Yeah, right.
Like when you were a kid?
I try to keep all of them in my head now. No, we like to save you money on the DJ V Show. A couple of restaurants that are celebrating Halloween, and we're going to tweet them out at DJ V Show. We'll put them up on Facebook as well. If you're out with the kids later, you can definitely stop by and enjoy some of this. At Krispy Kreme Donuts, you can wear a costume into a location. You'll get one free donut of your choice. At Applebee's, families dining on Tuesday on Halloween at participating locations with kids in costume 12 and younger will receive up to 2 free kids meals with the purchase of an adult entree. Baja Fresh is giving away free kids meals on Halloween. The Bass Pro Shops, those big outdoor stores, they're doing their great pumpkin celebration with free kids activities, photos for Halloween. So check it out. There's a whole bunch of restaurants that are participating in this, many of them giving away free meals for the kids, especially if you want to get something quick to eat before you go out on your trick-or-treating mission. Now, our friend Kara Schillen did a little pre-Halloween dress-up. You went out and did Harry Potter trivia yesterday. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, so I went out with a bunch of friends to D.C., and we went to Ruth's Chris Happy Hour first, which was a good decision. It was very yummy. But then we went to a bar in D.C., and they had 63 teams at this trivia. And there's another night of it tonight. So there were so many different teams. Some of the questions were impossible. Turns out I'm not a Harry Potter expert. But do you want to guess what place we came in out of 63?
Oh,
63 teams or 63 people?
63 teams. There were like 500 people.
Oh, my gosh. I've got faith in you. I'm going to say 15.
Okay. What about you, Victoria? How do you think we did? I can tell you're like trying not to overestimate or underestimate me.
Well, I'm trying to think like how good was everyone else in the team compared to you? Because you studied for this like it was the bar exam.
I would say I was middle of the pack. So we had two guys with us who definitely did not contribute anything, which we knew in advance that they were not going to, but then other people who knew like everything.
All right, I'm going to say maybe you made it into the top 5.
Oh.
We were number 9, which I think is pretty good, top 10.
Yeah.
Not bad. Good job.
Top 10 out of 63. That's impressive. Did you win
Harry Potter?
Yeah. We didn't. We won a signed poster from Firefly, which has nothing to do with Harry Potter.
The festival that everyone got sued for?
The show Firefly.
What's that?
Sci-fi. It's a cult thing. Oh, that's fun. Nathan Fillion was in that one. Oh, boy. All right. Congratulations, Karen. It's 20 past the hour on DJ V Show.
Now I have a
for it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show 23 minutes past the hour. Doug is out on vacation. Jen, Victoria, and Kara holding down the fort. And this is... I can't even believe we're going to start talking about this, but this is what happens. It's Halloween, and then before you know it, the next time we blink, it will be January, and the holidays will be over, because today is the day where it all starts in one big blur. And we're talking about Keith Urban today because we are starting to hear rumblings about what will happen on New Year's Eve for a second year in a row. Keith Urban will headline the Jack Daniel's Music City Midnight Celebration, which is Nashville's annual party to ring in the new year. Maren Morris, who we are fans of here, ladies, we like Maren Morris. She's set to perform along with Every Little Thing singer Carly Pierce, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Cheap Trick, R&B singer Johnny P, and the Fifth Jubilee Singers. This looks like a lot of fun. This will be held once again at Nashville's Bicentennial Capitol Mall State Park. It's free and open to the public. That's the best part. And it culminates with a fireworks display and the lowering of an illuminated music note to welcome 2018. So New York, you, Victoria, you've got that ball that drops in town. Or Nashville, yeah. Has the illuminated music note. I think this sounds
perfect.
This sounds like a lot of fun. I love that it's free and it's open to anybody who wants to come in.
And this is a really great music lineup. I mean, I've become such a fan of Keith Urban's voice. I don't really know all of his songs, but the ones I hear, I always like. I think this will just be an amazing, fun, fun night. Plus, it's here in Nashville. It's a great town. And then the weather's not that bad. I'm thinking, well, this year I'll be in Ireland for New Year's Eve, but maybe next year we'll go to Nashville.
Just to show off. I'll be in Ireland.
Well, I'll be freezing in, like, hiding in a pub in the rain, but, you know, next
year. And we'll be jealous, because that sounds pretty awesome. So, yeah, that's a fun one. So Keith Urban, Maren Morris anchoring Nashville's New Year's Eve party. Now, also speaking of country music, the CMAs are quickly approaching. In fact, we talked yesterday about some of the incredible matchups that'll be happening during that performance. Really what it's known for are these cool mix-up matchup performances. But Brad Paisley, who's the host of the show, says he knows it's going to be a tough year to host the program because the 51st annual CMA Awards happened in the same year, really within the same couple of months, as the tragic loss of life that took place at the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas on October 1st. He said there's pressure if you don't handle it right. If you deal with it wrong, there's an enormous amount of pressure. And Brad is a funny guy. He and Carrie Underwood like to do some jokes. Obviously, you can't do that because there is a somber tone that's going to be fallen over the crowd because this was such a huge impact. It has such a huge impact on country music. On November 8th, Brad Paisley will host the show for the 10th year in a row with Carrie Underwood. And according to Brad, honoring the 58 festival attendees who died at Route 91's mass shooting will be part of the two of their responsibilities. He said they're not going to ignore it, but they're also not going to dwell on it as part of this. Now, the CMAs will have their lighter moments, too, of course. Paisley and Underwood have this chemistry that fans come to expect. They want to see them being silly and having fun, but that's a tough thing. It's a tough balance of moving on, but also paying tribute to 58 lives lost.
Yeah.
Really, really sad.
One thing we definitely won't see this year at all, I think last year they were singing some goofy, funny songs and a little bit of political humor. I don't think any of that's going to happen at all this year.
Yeah, I think they'll...
If you really want to escape politics, this might be your night.
This is the year, probably, to do it with the CMAs. And I think they'll do a good job. Both of them are classy. They're heartfelt people. And if anybody can do it, they can. The CMA Awards will be broadcast live Wednesday, November 8th. Everything starts at 8 p.m. and it'll be broadcast on ABC. So good luck to Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood. At 28 past the hour, it's the DJV Show.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Minutes past the hour, it's the DJ V Show. I am Jennifer Horn. That's Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen at the controls in Washington, D.C. Dougie Stefan is on vacation. He called us yesterday from the base of the Alps. He's in Italy doing what sounds like a really fantastic trip. So he'll have, maybe he'll check in with us later. If not, definitely posting pictures on our Facebook page. Just search for the DJ V Show, or you can follow us on Twitter at DJ V Show. Now, earlier in the hour, we were talking about Halloween because we're celebrating a bit. We're having a Halloween party on the DJV show today. And, Kara, you mentioned some of your Halloween memories, and I just had to tell you that for this year, Halloween 2017, if you're out there struggling for a costume for your kids or maybe for yourself, Giraffes are the costume of 2017, according to USA
Today. Your sister Kendra was way ahead of her
time.
Wow,
what a hipster. I'll have to let her know.
This is judging by the searches that are on Pinterest, and USA Today is reporting that the searches for giraffe Halloween makeup are up 1,200%.
Oh, my God. I wonder why. I mean, I know that there was that whole big deal with the baby giraffe being born earlier this year or last year or something, but I haven't really seen much about giraffes in the news.
I think because it's probably one of the cheaper costumes, because all you really need is to buy some makeup, and you can just do some cool spots on your face, and, you know, it's probably on the cheaper side of things that you could dress up as this year. Pretty funny stuff. All right, what is not so funny is the follow-up and fallout from the big Kevin Spacey revelation. We talked about it on yesterday's program. Kevin Spacey was named in this case of he was accused by a person at the time who was 14. Anthony Rapp is the actor's name. He was on Star Trek. He said that Kevin Spacey tried to seduce him when he was just 14 years old. Kevin Spacey was 26 at the time. And now there is just tons of backlash going into what I think Kevin Spacey attempted to be sort of something to kind of calm down the rumors. He responded to these allegations. Something to the effect of, hey, I might have done it. I don't remember. I used to drink a lot is kind of his response on Twitter. And, oh, by the way, I'm gay. And people were questioning the timing of his public coming out, wondering if this was a distraction to deflect away from the story that was released by Anthony Rapp. Well, producers of his show on Netflix, House of Cards, one that I enjoy a lot, said that they're deeply troubled over Kevin Spacey's claims, and they made an announcement that the next season of House of Cards would be the last. So, again, you're seeing Hollywood acting a little more swiftly when these kinds of stories come out about these big stars that apparently have, there have been rumors flying about Kevin Spacey for years and years and years and years, and now we hear about it publicly, and finally some changes are being made.
And it is interesting because I wonder, and I don't know for sure, but I'm just throwing it out there, if the Harvey Weinstein thing had not happened, I wonder if this would have been given so much attention. Because I think in the past, if it's, you know, a gay guy hitting on another gay guy, I don't know that it would have gotten the attention and the respect that it's getting now. And I think that's maybe one of the good things that came from the Harvey Weinstein thing. I just don't know that it would have been mainstream enough news or enough of an issue that impacted, you know, I think the whole thing is really interesting. You see the cultural shift, you know, we saw that, what's his name, the baseball player getting suspended 5 games for doing the culturally insensitive slanty eye thing. You know, it's an interesting time we're living in. I mean, we're definitely culturally making a lot of corrections.
And I think that's right. I mean, where I hate to see it going is where we become so sensitive to every single thing that people are afraid to make a comment, to live their life. Now, obviously, you want to tamp down on inappropriate behavior, but I just guess maybe because we lived with this type of behavior for so long, now we are having to deal with, okay, maybe doing such a correction that things feel like you're under even more pressure and a little more tense. Another story about Kevin Spacey that just broke overnight is that he was accused of assaulting the loved one of a TV journalist. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there was a news anchor. Her name's Heather Unruh, and she's a U.S. news anchor. She said the Harvey Weinstein scandal had given her courage to accuse a person that was unnamed, now we find out it was Kevin Spacey, of attacking someone close to her. She made the claims more than 2 weeks before Anthony Rapp from Star Trek got an apology after he said the actor tried to seduce him when he was 14. She tweeted a picture of Spacey on October 13th with the message, "The Weinstein scandal has emboldened me. I was a Kevin Spacey fan until he assaulted a loved one. Time the dominoes fell." Now, she has declined to give any more details about the alleged incident, only adding that her intent was to encourage a badly needed investigation and conversation, and she used the hashtag, "It's not okay." Now, she's not really alone in all of this, in this best-kept secret business. Rosie O'Donnell came out yesterday on Twitter, and she called out Kevin Spacey as well. She said, "You don't remember the incident 30 years ago? Blank you, Kevin. Like Harvey, we all knew about you. I hope more men come forward at Kevin Spacey." And so she said that she has been hearing these details about him going after other men in Hollywood, and that this has been, again, one of those worst-kept secrets in the industry.
That is just, this whole thing makes me so frustrated, though, because I feel like people are, like, I understand it's a very personal, private thing, and you don't necessarily want to relive something bad that happened to you or a family member, but I feel like we're all kind of complicit in allowing this to happen. Rosie O'Donnell has known about it for years. All these people have known about it for years. This thing happened, but we don't want to release details about it. It's just, I don't know, I feel like the only way to make it change or to make sure that stuff like this doesn't happen is if we actually say something about it when it happens. If we all just push it under the rug, then it's like, you know, the celebrities know about it behind the scenes, but they don't say anything about it. So the normal people don't know anything about it, and they continue watching programs, and so we would have no way to know, so you'd keep watching House of Cards, and, you know, it would keep being successful, so this guy continues acting instead of, you know, facing any repercussions from it. I just, there's no way to do anything about it if no one knows.
But see, another part of the problem, though, that makes this complex, which is similar to the Harvey Weinstein thing, Kevin Spacey, I'm in New York City, there's a lot of Broadway shows and off-Broadway stuff, and it's a huge community, and Kevin Spacey does a lot of Broadway. And there are so many stories and rumors that I've heard from friends of mine who, you know, have worked in the Broadway industry, whether in, you know, like the engineering part of it or if they're in the chorus or whatever. And it's the same thing with Harvey Weinstein. Kevin Spacey has a lot of power, and all of this comes down to power. And he can pick and choose whichever chorus boys he wants to hang out with, and if they say something, they're replaced immediately. And this is the same type of thing that the young actresses have talked about. Well, you know, this could ruin my career if I say no to Harvey Weinstein. And Kevin Spacey in the Broadway world is just as big. It's just a smaller world. So it's Rosie probably has heard all about this stuff through the Broadway world, because that's where she's also hooked into. So it's, you're right, everyone has to speak up, and I do think now people will, but in the past I understand why people didn't say anything.
Yeah,
be a career killer.
It can be a career killer, I get it, but you know, at some point you have to decide where your values are, and
right.
And I will tell you, in working in this business and working with the two of you, if we had a meeting and I knowingly didn't warn you that you were going into a meeting with someone who I knew to be a predator, I would feel horrible about myself. I mean, there's really something where you have to decide career, and I understand people desire careers in television and on stage and in film, and the competition is tough, but is it worth your moral code? I mean, if you know something bad is going on, do you send a 14-year-old kid to hang out with Kevin Spacey, or do you send that young starlet to go hang out with Harvey Weinstein?
Why was a 14-year-old at a 26-year-old's party? Right. I know they were probably in a production together, but where's your mom?
So I guess he was in New York. He was from the Midwest. He was living in New York for his production, and they were different productions. He wasn't in the same show as Kevin Spacey. But I guess his mother went to a lot of parties with him, and she didn't go to this one, and he specifically addressed in it because she's dead now, and he didn't want, you know, his dead mother to get a bunch of bad, you know, publicity or bad stuff. But I guess because he was a 14-year-old, but he worked on Broadway by himself. He said in that era, it just wasn't that weird. He walked to work by himself. He took the subway by himself. He worked by himself. And so it didn't seem that odd to go to a party with, you know, coworkers or peers, even if they were older than him. It seems absurd now because you can't even walk home from school by yourself. And it's like a half a mile away.
Yeah. But all right, we've got some weather news. I guess the Northeast is in a whole lot of trouble. It's a DJV show at 44 minutes past the hour.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee,
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Computer, execute 12.4P operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization.
When a person is facing the difficult challenges that come with advanced illness, their pets can play a critical role in providing comfort in their final moments. Unfortunately, as families deal with the grief of illness and the loss of a loved one, those beloved pets may be overlooked or treated as an afterthought. Pet Peace of Mind is an organization that helps hospice and palliative care patients keep and care for their pets. Dr. Mia Carey, veterinarian and Pet Peace of Mind board member.
For many of us, our pets are like members of the family. In difficult times, a pet can provide the same sense of comfort and calm that a human family member might. When a patient begins hospice or palliative care, it can be challenging to make sure all of their pet's needs are met. Pet Peace of Mind allows patients to make their end-of-life journey gracefully with their loving pets right by their side.
For more information or to make a donation, please visit petpeaceofmind.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It is a TJV show, 46 minutes past the hour. Doug is out on vacation. The ladies are holding things down. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. And I have to rely on you two guys because it's apparently a bit of a weather problem in the Northeast. I live on the West Coast in California. We don't have to deal with this stuff. But 1.2 million in the Northeast are without power. Power outages, commuting delays all happened yesterday morning as the remnants of Tropical Storm Philippe blew out of the region. The storm left about 1.2 million customers without electricity, including 313,000 in Massachusetts, around 400,000 in Maine. Maine was especially hit hard. Governor Paul LePage issued a state of emergency to give power companies more flexibility to make repairs. Central Maine Power said it would probably wouldn't be restored because of widespread damage and the danger of downed power lines. So, Victoria, you're in New York. Kara, you're in Maryland. You're in Maryland, right? Yeah.
I'm all around the DMV. Right now, I'm in Virginia now. Sometimes I'm in D.C. I live in Maryland.
But your mom's in Maryland. Okay.
Yes.
See, you're just all over the place in that little the trifecta of fun over there in the swamp. So what... So are you guys seeing any of this? I mean, obviously you're a little south from where the big problems are, but what's the weather like on the East Coast?
Well, Sunday afternoon, we were at my parents' house on the Jersey Shore, and we woke up to, when we looked out the window, it looked like a hurricane. The winds were big, big gusts. I mean, just rain that was so heavy. We got, I think, about 3 or 4 inches of rain. And then all day yesterday morning, it continued, and we had 50-mile-per-hour gusts through New York City, which, of course, you know, always knocks stuff off of scaffolding, and cranes fall down, and it's always dangerous in the city. But we didn't lose any power. I'm surprised it made it up as far as Maine. Usually these storms, they kind of, like, bump into Long Island, and then they die out there, you know, once they hit land or anything that sort of juts out into the ocean. So it is sort of uncommon to hear of a tropical storm type level hitting all the way up in Maine, but our power grid in New York has seen a lot. So I'm always very so stupid, but I'm always like, New Yorkers are proud of the power grid right. Because it takes a lot for it to go out. So we're always kind of like, yeah, our power grid is tougher than everybody else's.
It's an odd thing to brag about, but hey, from USA Today is that most of the country will have a cool and crisp but clear Halloween night. So if you're going out trick-or-treating, the East Coast, Midwest, and the West will largely be dry for Halloween, according to the Weather Channel. The highest risk of showers or thunderstorms will be from southern Texas into southern or south central Oklahoma. Houston, Dallas, Oklahoma City, you trick-or-treaters, you might have some periods of rain. Light snow flurries or showers are possible around the Great Lakes. But other than that, a pretty good national forecast for those of you going trick-or-treating. And I love it. I love that it's cooling off finally. And this is the kind of weather you want for Halloween where you can kind of bundle up a bit. The leaves are out there. It's perfect. You don't sweat to death when you're wearing like your Wookiee costume as you're walking the mean streets of your neighborhood.
Hoping for a full-size candy bar.
That's right. You can connect with us on Facebook. Search for the DJV Show or on Twitter at DJV Show at 49 minutes past the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show 53 minutes past the hour, and our tech guru, the mistress of all technology. Do you like that?
I love it.
Kind of hot. Is Victoria Keelan, and you can follow us all on Twitter at Jennifer Horn, at Victoria Keelan, at Kara Schillen. I almost married you two with the name
Killing with Schillen. Yeah,
that's right. And you can find us on Facebook to search for DJ V Show, and of course you can always use our hashtag for all of these technology stories, hashtag Tech Talk. Now, lots of stuff going on today, Victoria. This is a story that continues. I mean, it happened about a month ago, but a Seattle woman's identity has been stolen 15 times since that Equifax breach that we heard so much about.
Oh, this is, and like you said, Jen, this story is not going away anytime soon. The ramifications of this, the repercussions of this is going to be years and years to come. I mean, this is just, it's horrible. The Equifax breach, of course, the security breach is what we're referencing. 145 million Americans that they know of. I mean, if you think about it, that's just what they are willing to admit have been breached. If you are an adult in the U.S. and you have ever used any type of credit, you most likely have been affected by this. I mean, that's how broad the scope of it is now.
Think
and it doesn't
every
even
adult, right?
pretty much every adult, if you have a credit line for anything, and if you have a credit history for anything, it doesn't matter if you've ever been an Equifax customer, doesn't matter. All your stuff still gets reported to the big three: Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. They're the three big reporting agencies. So even if you're not signed on to their account, doesn't matter. Your stuff is still in danger. So this woman, a Seattle woman named Katie Van Fleet, she has come forward because she said she wants to share her story and to make people aware that this can literally happen to anybody. 15 times different people have had her data and they have opened up accounts in her name. She said this all began in September, right around the time of the big breach, and she got a letter in the mail from Barney's New York about a credit line that she had just opened. And she said, that's not right because I didn't open it. Then over the next few weeks, similar letters from Kohl's, Macy's, Home Depot, Old Navy, they all sent her the same thing. Thank you for your application. Thank you for opening a new account. So she said at that point, she had to start filing police reports for each individual incident, which gets very time consuming. I've had to do that myself. And then she has a lawyer now, and now she's also part of a class action lawsuit against Equifax, which everyone in the country is joining this lawsuit now. And she said the stories that I've heard of some of the identity theft cases are just heart-wrenching. Once someone steals your identity, it is nearly impossible. You could literally spend the rest of your life fighting it. It's like getting on a no-fly list, how impossible it is, you hear those stories, to get off the list when innocent people have the same name as someone else. This is no joke. Don't mess around with this. We have been advising you here on the DJV show from day one, freeze your credit reports. It's easy to do. You just go right online to Equifax. They have the links to the other two companies as well. You fill in a little bit of information on a form, and boom, it's frozen. Now, she said she did eventually froze her reports. That's the only way she was able to stop this from happening. So you have to monitor your credit reports. Credit Karma is one that I use. It's free. It's great. You can also monitor your credit through Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. They're offering free credit monitoring right now in light of all this. And just make sure that you freeze your credit. And what that does, in case you're confused because there's a hold on some credit and freeze is different, what it means is when someone tries to open a Barney's card in your name, they'll come back, the store will come back to that person and say, I'm sorry, your credit reports are frozen. We can't open an account for you. And your data is still out there. They still have your social security number and your bank account. You can't do anything about that, but at least you can stop them from using it. So that is our big advice. That is our advice. We absolutely, everyone has to stay vigilant, and you have to stay on top of this. Too many people, my friends, most of them are just like, oh, I didn't get around to that. You have to just take 20 minutes and do all three at once and get it over with.
Yeah, that's really good advice, and it's something that's so easy that you can do, and you will not be sorry if you do it. All right, in our last minute here in our Tech Talk segment, hashtag Tech Talk, Google's burger emoji has gotten into this huge online debate. This is so silly. It's further proof of the decline of culture. What's going on here?
Well, yeah, so some lighter news. So each company, whether it's Android, Google, or Apple, they all come up with their own emoji designs, and the Google's version of the burger has people upset because they had it from the bottom to the top, it's the bun, and then cheese, then the burger, and then tomato and lettuce. And everyone's upset because the cheese does not go under the burger. It goes on top of the burger. And so this sparked a huge online debate about how you stack a burger. And so the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, tweeted that he would drop everything to address this debate if everyone can just agree on how the burger's supposed to look.
Oh, boy. All right. Burger trouble for your emojis. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.